For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
Papa, every one of us struggling with carnality, everyone struggling with the flesh, we take authority. Lord, we activate a fresh appetite for you upon every one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. When you leave this service this morning, you will live with a fresh burning hunger and passion for God. Passion for the kingdom. Passion for integrity, holiness, and dignity for your life. In the name of Jesus. Every struggle of sin in your life, we are arrested by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. May your heart be open to the word of God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hey, Alabahasha. So good to be in church. Hallelujah. Can you tell your neighbor, say, I'm happy to see you in church. Congratulations. You are wise. You are wise for being in church. Hallelujah. How many of us are here ready for the word of God? Praise the Lord. Say with me. You know this song? You know this song? I have a wonderful treasure, gift of God without measure. You know the song? Let's travel together, my Bible and I. You know, that's how we know those that went to Sunday school and those that grew up in adults church. Hallelujah. I have a wonderful treasure, gift of God without measure. You will travel to places, your Bible and yourself. Your Bible will take you to places. The word of God, everything, not some of the things you need your life, everything is in the word of God. So the word of God is coming up to you that is able to change you. Open your heart and say, Lord, my heart is open. My heart is open. Talk to God and say, Lord, I receive. Speak to me. Thank you, Lord. Put your word in my mouth and cause our lives to be blessed. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please, before we go to the word of God, I feel we need to pray for Kogi State. Hallelujah. This is the second time somebody is complaining about being robbed. Now, Federal University, Lokoja is an advanced secondary school. It's a fact. This school is not big enough to be harassing people. Isn't that true? This school is not big enough to be harassing people. Two people and then harassing people. Now, there are people that can police darkness. And the way we do it is by prayer. We cannot allow the root of cultism to grow in this land. And because when the land is not safe, you are not safe. This land is too small for you not to be able to move by 9. Now, of course, this is Lokoja, hallelujah. This university is up to 15 years old. We have gone to university that are 25 years old and you are still. Hallelujah. Can we say, Lord, we cross cultism. We cross ritualists. We cross any diabolic altar. And their student, open your mouth and pray and say, Lord, we cross them. We cross every fraternity. We cross their activity. We cross them in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Cross their altars. Cause every altar. They will not grow in the land. They will not thrive in the land. They will not succeed in the land. The people must be free. Korubinanda kapalaya. Shate kapalakadeya. Shanamanama balegedeya. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say amen with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, every of fraternity, sororities, planting and growing in favor,
Because the local church is that college, federal college, is that Codiste Polytechnic. Every altar that is rising, in the name of Jesus, we quench it. We quench every blood-sucking devil. Every wrong identity coming to infiltrate students. In the name of Jesus, we are arrested. We pray over freshers, 100 level students. Students that are innocent that we are taking advantage of. Strengthen them. May the school fish them out. May the system fish them out. May the land be too inconvenient for them to practice. In the name of Jesus, we ask the Lord, you wither the hand of their sponsoring them. You wither their hands. In the name of Jesus Christ. That is a nation. People respecting, they might have white beard and white head. White hair, you know the mess I'm talking about. Posting on TV, he is the founder of Pirate. And saying it publicly. And these people, well known, they are non-violence. In recruiting people by force. The young people will be recruited. We refuse them to move without control. In the name of Jesus. There are people that want to serve the devil. Let them serve the devil. But every young guy that doesn't want to serve the devil, we refuse them to be forced into diabolism. Our children will not be forced. Our ladies will not be forced. The lamb cannot be swallowed by evil. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Bible says we are the salt of the earth. So long as we are in the earth, darkness must not thrive. And that is why you are here. And darkness will not thrive in Jesus' name. You can take your seat, praise the Lord. See, that is why we need to go out for evangelism and talk to people. I remember last 2 weeks, we were in Federal University located to evangelize. And then I remember I met some guys on the snooker joint. Told to them, invited them, and they said, really, they don't have a church they go to. They don't have a what? Church they go to. They just moved around. And you know, normally when they want to recruit, snooker joint is a joint where you can find guys. And then you don't have a church, your spirit is weak. You can easily be just hacked down and there for nothing. But this school is too young. This is the second time someone is here of being attacked. Hallelujah. Serious universities that are 25 years, 20 years old, that don't face this kind of serious, and then it will not continue in the name of Jesus Christ. We must pray and reject them in the land. Because the safety of the land is our safety. And we must be safe. We must build our house and live in them. You cannot build your house and put 7 padlock. Because of one bastard that doesn't want to rest in his house and come to arrest you in the night. Think about it. You cannot open your door when you want to. You cannot drive out when you want to drive out. They will not thrive in this land. They will not. So long as we are here, we will pray till they bury themselves. Till they bury themselves. They will be rusticated. Hallelujah. Till they bury themselves. We are the light of the world and we will shine strong enough that people would have no interest in the name of Jesus. Welcome to the church this morning, and this is our month of spirituality. Hallelujah. So the media are doing a good work. I like that design. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Now we looked at authentic spirituality last year on Sunday, and then thank you for your drive to fast. May you receive more grace to fast in Jesus' name. May you receive more grace to study, more grace to consume the word of God. I will hear your testimony that this week you read the Bible like never before. That this week you finished 5 chapters of the Bible. That this week you stood to pray for 30 minutes and before you knew it was 6 hours. Kalabayata. It will happen for somebody here. Grace to wait on God. Grace to wait on God. The appetite for movies died this month. The appetite for movies died this month. Appetite for Twitter, Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook. That appetite this month dies down. The appetite for what again? What again? Saying people time. TikTok. People are even on TikTok. Die in the name of Jesus Christ. And the appetite for the word of God. Audio Bible. Reading of your Bible app. This month the app you will use the month is your Bible. This month the app you will use the most is your Bible.
This month, what spend your time more on is on the Word of God. You will meditate like never before. You will think about scriptures. You will not eat as if your primary assignment on earth is to eat. Morning, indomie, afternoon, rice, evening, swallow. Back to back, 7 days a week, as if you, your PPA on earth. This week you will fast. Grace to stay without food. Yes. You cannot be eating as if when God created you and put in your mother and say, now eat. Take our time to fast. Let your spirit be alive to God. You cannot be sleeping every night. Every night you are sleeping, snoring, saliva coming out every time. Every day. Your life cannot be like that. There are nights you have to wake up. Wake up in your spirit. Hallelujah. And then until you wake up, your life will not change. And I know all of us, our life must change. The reason why I am telling you this is so that all of us can succeed together. So that I will not succeed and you don't succeed. Because one person success, if we have 1 millionaire in this church, we are not blessed. Until we have 70-80% millionaires, then we are blessed. Is that not true? When we have only one rich person in this church, we are not blessed. When we have only one person that is spiritual, we are not blessed. We should be able to give the mic to somebody and say, come and lead prayer for 20 minutes. And the person will be angry, it's 20 minutes we give him. He's looking for 1 hour. Is that not true? We should be giving mic to every member of the church and say, come and share on grace for 15 minutes without prior notice. And then you get up and share 15 scriptures on your head. Is that not true? We should be able to give you the mic and then we will hear the auditorium is vibrating under unction. Every one of us on fire. When a fake person enter, we can know them on time. Is that not true? That is the aim of the teaching of the Word of God, that every one of us in this month of spirituality, once you are activated, you continue to drive in this speedometer. And then your heart is open in the name of Jesus Christ. Now the opposite of spirituality is carnality, right? When you say something is carnal, we mean it is physical, we mean it is natural, we mean it is human, we mean most often used in the Bible, it means depravity of the fallen man. Hallelujah. When you say carnal, carnal means physical. So carnal is not the wrong word, it's not a sin. When they say this your clothes is carnal, or you are eating carnal things, that means you are eating for something physical. But the word carnal is not a sin. Come on, are we together? But carnality is the sin. Carnality means carnally minded. Are we together? Carnally what? That means everything you do is because of something physical. Nothing eternal is on your list. Everything you, when you wake up in the morning, some people came to serve when they say, NYC is the year to make money. To make what? Money. I know one person that time, NCCF, wanted to inaugurate her as one of her papa. She said that no, she has served on undergraduate. Now it's time to enjoy. Do you remember the last week she was saying that when she came to NYC, she came ready to party. Came to Lokoja ready to what? Party and flex. Until God arrested her. If your reason why you came to serve is to make money, you have failed in the beginning. Hallelujah. I want to tell you that God will not help you to make that money. But if your mindset is to help advance the kingdom, then you will have money beyond your imagination. Because the Bible says, seek first his kingdom. There are things you can seek second. But the first thing you should pursue is what? His kingdom. So carnality means pursuing about physical thing, making it your priority. Hallelujah. The strength of carnality is senses. You are sensually driven. Hallelujah. You are physically minded. Now, our anchor text this morning, or our topic this morning, first of all, is the misery of carnality. Misery. That is misery of carnality part 2. Hallelujah. And when we say something is misery, we mean a state of great unhappiness. A state of extreme pain. A state of wretchedness and calamity. You can make your life complex by being carnal. What does it say? Complex. By 35. Hallelujah. You have made a lot of mistakes that it will take. You know what we call sinusoidal graph? Do you know sinusoidal graph? You know normal linear graph, you plot X, Y, Z. Sinusoidal graph did like 4 or 5 coordinates to get 1 point. You know what I'm talking about? The ground go like this. Like, that is the way your life can be. Linear graph is just straight like this, right? But by being carnal, your life can be complex. Go back and come back, and then you cannot even plot a straight line and find a tangent. You cannot find. Your life will be so disorganized, like an amoeba, shapeless. When you see a beautiful young lady, have you ever seen people that have messed their life? And then you know this person is doomed for. The only prayer is for them to make heaven. Have you seen people like that? Only because one, they were young like you and myself. They were driven by physical things. They were driven by sex, driven by drugs, driven by fame, driven by clothes, driven by what people see. They want to dress like any fashion that comes up. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. They want to behave like everybody. There must be something revealing in my body. I cannot cover everything. Because that is the recent fashion, right? If you wear, the fashion is, if you wear a skirt that covers above your knee, your chest should be showing. If your chest is covered, it should be below your knee. True, yes. How many of you know fashion change? That's the fashion sense in the world now. You are surprised that I know. Yes, if you wear a shirt that's covering your chest, then it should be below your knee. And then you sit down, and then you cannot sit down. You're always dragging like anything else. By that, you are advertising guys that will ruin your life. Because, you see, bad guys are sweeter than good guys. They know what to say, how to say, when to say it. You are a church brother when you go, sister. God spoke to me. But the guy is smart. He knows what to say, when to say, and how to say it. Hello, baby. You know the right time to chat you up. You know the right eyes. You know what to say. You have to put the chair for you. But church brother, we don't put chair. Just go and sit down in your own chair. Sit down in our chair. Three of us. Yes. We are just raw. We are being real. People don't like it when you are real. I'm not saying we should not develop to be social altogether. But an average bad guy, they know what to say. Hallelujah. But because you are carnally driven, you mind those guys. Somebody like me coming in tongues and speaking to you, you're not like me. Say, church guys, I don't know what they say. You follow a guy that is not boring, and he will juice you up with sociality. You will know. By the time you are 30, you have made a lot of mistakes. You have had children for 4 men. I've met people like that, 4 men. I have a compound here very close by. Have children for 4 men. The man left her, married another one, contacted her, came back. Stories continue. Finally, he sold the house they were in and drove her away and gave her 200,000 naira, married another woman. So I keep telling you stories of people I know that made their lives sacrifice, go and do this because of money. And then they're so complex that they cannot plot the graph. Why? Because they are carnally driven. You want to make money. You join a fraternity, you do something just to make money, just to feel among. But carnality will end you in misery. What did I say? Misery. You will be wretched, unhappy, and frustrated. There are people that never liked God when they lived. They insulted God and boasted about political power. I know of a guy called Voltaire. How many of you know Voltaire? He's a French man that said the Bible will never exist. He said, give the Bible. The Bible will be an ancient piece of antiquity and an old dilapidated museum. He died, in fact, the maid that was attending to him said that she doesn't want, for the whole wealth of French, he's a Frenchman, I don't want it to see an atheist die. On his deathbed, he was shouting fire, hell. And when he died, his house became the headquarters of Bible Society. He's the house. Yes. Their house. They are too small. I want to get out. So don't allow craving for fame, popularity, carnality. Next month, our team is financial propriety. The first time you're looking for financial propriety in the church. I want to get out. I believe in being good, being balanced, being blessed. But that is not your motivation. I didn't become a pastor because I want to have money. If I want money by now. The reason why I'm preaching this morning is not because somebody will give me offering. Or because somebody has been giving money. The reason why is that is not the purpose. Carnality is your drive. It's something physical. My aim is to hear somebody testify that he went to fast after hearing the word of God. To hear somebody testify that the word, I became alive to God. Oh, my life was transformed. My excitement is to hear somebody say that the word of God I had blessed my life. You are not carnally driven. The aim of your company should not to make money and dirty the ground and paint the whole village red. The aim of you buying a car is to intimidate everybody. When you enter your village, you horn state and bam, bam, bam. That is the aim why you want to buy a car. But if the aim of owning a car is to make your life comfortable and to help advance the kingdom, then you are not carnally driven. Hallelujah. So the misery of carnality. Why are people carnally minded? I said in the first survey because of cultural influences. I also said in the first survey because of environmental influences. Number three, I said because of their companies and their passion. Now for this service, people are carnally minded because of the lust of the fallen man. In Romans chapter 7 from verse 22 to 25. People are carnal because of the lust of the fallen man. When men fell, our loss became heightened. Romans 7:22. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with me, with the man I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. When men fail, our physical senses were strengthened, and then our loss became heightened. Hallelujah. We have first verse 16 mentioned three laws. The laws of what? Laws of the flesh. You know what is the laws of the flesh? What is the laws of the flesh? Sexual drive. Right? Come on, right? It became heightened. Heightened. Your testosterone became more activated. You became more desirous. Hallelujah. Why? Because we fail. Another loss. So you have strange loss. Strange appetite. Jesus. The Lord help us in Jesus' name. And in the youthful age is the peak of it all. How many of you wake up and say, I wish God can remove this thing from me? How many of you ever prayed that kind of prayer for me? For you? Let me see your hands up. Alright. God will never remove it in Jesus' name. It will be there. You better make up your mind. It will not be what? Removed. The way to handle it is self-control. Are we together? Somebody may Bishop Noel Jones and say, please pray so that this appetite can die. Then Bishop Noel Jones say, okay, what if I pray for you and it die now? And then when you marry, I'm not anointed as I was when I pray for you to die. So what will happen to your life? Do you understand? So manage that lust. Control it. Don't follow the direction of your erection. Guys, are you hearing me? Shame on you. Don't follow what? The direction of your erection. Never follow it. You follow it, you will lose your life. If one woman is not enough for you, seven will not be. Seven will not be. Solomon had 1,000. I believe it was because he was old, he would still have dead more. If you cannot control yourself with one girlfriend, seven will not be enough. So control that lust. Are we together? It is in every one of us, including the apostle. But we have to control it, put it under. The second lust is what? Lust of the eyes. That means you want to see what people have. You see somebody's suit. Why did you buy this suit? What kind of brand is this? How much is this? I like this car. I like this. You want to have everything everybody have. I want to have black, white, green, purple, green, yellow, lemon, native. I want to have what people, you see somebody wearing eyeglass. You don't even know whether it's medicated. I like the eyeglass. I want to buy it. So you want to have everything you see. Tell your neighbor you cannot have it. You cannot have everything you see. Control yourself. Manage what you have. as a young boy is driving Mercedes Benz, they say, how can you not have 21 million naira when you are 21? But that doesn't mean you have it. You are from Abekeleki, and then your father only has a generator in his house, grinding engine. That guy, his mother and his other, all of them are professors. Don't know what they did. Somebody else did a lot of bad things. You look at where we're coming from. All together, be motivated, but don't always want to have it and have it fast. People want to have houses by 21. It's possible to have a house and a car and then a dream job, but most of these things takes time. There is no shortcut to wealth. I've heard it from you, but Kiyosaki, from who? Anthony Robbins, from Jack Ma, all the top billionaires, all of them have said the same thing, even though they are not believers. There is no shortcut to wealth. So you have to be calm. How together? Calm down. Don't allow your loss for the eyes. You want to wear designers, but you know, humble yourself with 400 naira Ankara at your level. What did I say? With what? Sew it with dignity. Get a good tailor. It will not show. You don't have the money to buy Gucci or Versace. Get a good white shirt and starch it from Okrika. Starch it, my brother. Let the starch show. And let the ghetto line of the iron show. Come out with dignity. You must not wear designers. Who say you must wear? Must you wear it? Don't allow those gravy to make you make your own decision. You want to buy iPhone 12. People, a lot of ladies have done a lot of things because of iPhone. I what? iPhone. When you calculate her family asset, it's not to iPhone 12. Family. But she doesn't mind sleeping with a guy who wants just to buy iPhone or somebody like that. Just like that. And then the guy has used you for ritual. Or has used you for many kinds of things. Apart from that, he has even lost your value. So don't allow the loss of the eyes to push you. The other one is pride of life. No pride of life. No pride. Nobody can talk to you. As I'm talking now, you say, who is, look at this young guy. Look at him. Even as I'm preaching now. You know everything. You're analyzing what I'm saying. Whether it's the humanities and the homiletics. Whether it's balance. Nobody can talk to you. Nobody. I do what I want to do. The pride, like you are there, like you are there, meanwhile you are not there. You are thinking you are a celebrity, meanwhile you are the only one hearing yourself. You are the what? You are the only one hearing yourself. You are thinking you are good, meanwhile you are not that good. You are good, but not that good. Are we together? So be humble, tell your neighbor, calm down. Farabale, calm down. Take life easy. Hallelujah. So these are the laws. Because of that fallen man, people are carnally driven. They want to make achievement to boast. Hallelujah. Some of you want to preach and somebody fall down. Nobody will rise again. The next time you came, you'll be the most serious one, shaking people. Some of you, because you saw one vision in the night, nobody will rest. Nobody will what? Rest. I mean, when I dream, you come to pass. We know. Thank you. Thank you. Tell the person, thank you. Hallelujah. That pride. So because of that, people are carnally driven. Another one is because of satanic and demonic influences. The devil has put spirits over people to make them want physical things at all cost. At all cost. In Daniel chapter 10 verse 13 says, there is a spirit that rules over the territory of Persia. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3 says, don't we walk in the flesh? We do not walk out of the flesh. Now, different states in Nigeria have different characteristics. And they are known for different things, right? In the West, we know them for what? What do we know people from the West for? Huh? Pepe. Party. Wow. Pepe. Hallelujah. We know them for fraternity. Charm. Is that not true? West, Inco. West. What do we know East for? East. Money. Alcohol. Is that not true? Womanizing, hallelujah. A young lady from the East. What will she drink? Initiation into a teenager with his star, hero. My God. Hallelujah. The Lord will help them in the name of Jesus Christ. In the North, what are they known for? Praise the Lord. See, it is clear that every region have different spirits over them. And then those spirits, you can predict the quality of the people by them. Hallelujah. There are states that are known for prostitutions. There are states that are known for a lot of things. So the spirit over the territory, you know, when you go to America, everything is light. Green, yellow. Hey, people are moved by what they see a lot. Hope you know that. You should shave like W. They are driven by what they see. If it's not physical, we are not interested. If it is not physical, we are not what? Interested. They are moved by how they feel. A lady can wake up and say, I don't feel for him like I used to feel. This marriage is over. Marriage is not by feeling, no. Even your boyfriend have been dating for 3 years. They feel it in how far? Who is he been in relationship here for 3 years? Anybody here? Let me see your hands. Let me ask you, how far? Are you feeling the way you're feeling before? When you grow, you notice that love is not a feeling. Love is a decision. It's a what? A decision. I love you and I love you. Whether you become like Amoeba, I love you. Yes. Whether you become fat, I love you. So you're not moved by senses. There are ladies that cannot stay with you the moment you become broke. Is that not true? Guys, is that not true? The moment you are broke, you ask for money 1-2 times. Even though you should not be as a guy anyway. But when you do that, they cannot stay with you. They must know your account balance. Imagine asking the lady, will you marry me? Say, where do you work? Let me see your account. Let me see your house. And the guy, like an advanced fool, will marry her. What did you say? Advanced. If it is me, on your marks. No, it is not. It's not Angel Mike that spoke to me that you're my wife. I'm going. I am not. I'm not marrying you. It's not only Angel Mike. It is Cherubim. If you are after resources, if you marry a guy because he works in CBN, and then the downside is 3 months after your wedding, what will you do? That you are, many people are in trouble today, and they downsize after 3 months. What will happen? What if you're working in NMPC and then they downsize after your wedding? What will happen to your life? So that should not be your basis. Is that not true? That should never. So don't be driven by carnal. Don't allow the demonic influence over the territory to control you. And then many people are carnal because of their knowledge and their experiences. Because your mind has been renewed, you are more physically minded. When you come to church and we are talking about spirituality, you are angry. We should be talking about how to advance your business. The church should be more social. We are called to preach the word of God, not to preach Harvard books of business. True of us. Come on, true of us. Yes. Don't allow your education push you to become carnal. Because your education can never outshine the word of God. Hallelujah. What are the negative effect of carnality? Number one, I said, when you are carnal, it deadens your spirituality. You will not be alive spiritually like you used to be when you become carnal. Number two, you become insensitive and unreasonable. You make unreasonable actions that are irreversible because of being carnal. You will make decisions that you cannot reverse. And then you will wish you did not. Hallelujah. You wake up this one morning and say, how did I come here? How did I come here? Because of money. You wanted what? You wanted money. You wanted to be married to the family of what? What the name of that family? Any family you want. You wanted to be able to have fame. There's a movie I watched long ago, Preacher's Kid. How many of you know that preacher? Preacher's Kid. You wanted to have fame. You wanted to have a record label. You wanted your name to be on convict list. You wanted to be signed to Cash Money Crew. You wanted to be signed to Marvin's record. You wanted to be signed to what again? And then you wake up one day and say, well, how did I get in here? Hallelujah. And some of the things you will have done will be irreversible. Another effect is that you will make a lot of short-term decisions. Now, for this service, when you are carnal, you destroy your life, your purpose, and your destiny. When you are carnally minded, you destroy your life, your purpose. Judges chapter 16, verse 1. What destroyed Samson? What destroyed Samson, guys? What destroyed Samson? Woman. He wanted to have sex. Hallelujah. Yes, that was it. And then that was the end of his life. That was the last lady he ever saw. They will destroy your life if you are carnally. Your purpose will be cut short. If Joseph only fell for Potiphar's wife, that will be the end of his life. Hope you know that. He will have never tested the federal level of blessing. He will be there and become a sad boy. His side chick, his lady. Sad boy. He's a sad boy, right? He'll be Potiphar's sad boy. When Potiphar is coming, he'll be. So that Potiphar will not see him. But he calmed down and married the daughter of a priest. His life, if he had, see, Gehazi, you know Gehazi, in 2 Kings chapter 5, he will have probably inherited from Elisha. Is that not true? But because of two clothes, and one bag of money, is that not clothes? Changes of raiment. He inherited generation. They say, if you go to Israel today and you meet a leper, maybe a descendant of Gehazi. And let's just say, you and your generation will be lepers. Your life can be cut short because of one money. You can steal one money from church, and then that will be the end of your life. The 5 naira you can steal today will close the 1 billion naira that can come tomorrow. Are we together? A wrong decision today can close up your life. You can decide to cheat somebody today, and then gloss up your financial destiny for life. I won't hear that. So be careful with the decision you make about money, because it can end your life. Wait and grow with dignity. Wait and what? Don't cheat somebody. Don't collect somebody. Don't eat what is not yours. It can close up your tomorrow. There was another guy called Achan in Joshua chapter 7 verse 24. He saw a cloth of Babylonia. When they said destroy everything, he took it, buried it on the ground. The Bible said they stoned him and every of his family. His life, destiny, purpose destroyed. So when all you are after are physical things, you will not amount to much. If the reason why you sing is because of money, and then they cannot invite you until you have discussed honorarium, you will never rise. What did I say? Yes, if you're an artist, and then if they don't invite you and discuss honorarium, you will never rise. Or you're a pastor, you're going to places because of the money they will give you. All the top artists we know, they don't collect honorarium. They don't discuss. Even though people will eventually honor you. Are we together? But that should not be your priority. Don't allow the try for carnality and money makes you make wrong decisions. Number 5, when you are carnally driven, the effect of it is that it makes you make inhuman actions. You will make decisions that are inhuman. You know, in Esther chapter 3 verse 6, Haman wanted to destroy Mordecai that looked for his trouble. But he said, I will be ashamed if I only kill Mordecai. I want to kill all his people. Imagine that wickedness. Pastor Ebenezer looks for my people. And I say, it's an insult for me to only deal with him. Everybody from Osun State will be wiped out. That's what he wanted to do. He said, it will be a shameful thing if I only deal with Mordecai. Find out his people. I'm going to wipe them out. Is that not inhuman? Come on, is that not inhuman? They are not aware. When Herod discovered that a child was born and escaped, Herod said that all the children that are less than 2 years should be killed. Think about the woman that just gave birth after 20 years of marriage. Think about the woman that just gave birth from the pain of childbirth. Think about the first child growth for a new couple. Kill all of them. Why? Because he is driven by maintaining his power. All he was after is nobody who should come and take me from being king. Are we together? People make a lot. I read somebody was telling me last 2 weeks of a lady. She was pregnant for a guy. Somebody from the city, true life story, wanted to marry her. She aborted the baby for that guy and pretended she was not pregnant. Married this guy. Moved to Lagos with the guy. No child over 20 something. The guy is cheating. Meanwhile, the guy has children from other wife. I life became, I told you, carnality can make your life look like a sinusoidal graph. I'm telling you. Imagine how complex life has become. The same person telling me of another lady that had, she was pregnant, the baby began to grow. She was denied, she said it was, what's the name of this thing? Growth, fibroid. The baby was 7 months, and she aborted it, 7. True life story. See, most of my stories are 99.99999 are true. She aborted that baby, yes. Ask her, how far she married now? She's not married today. Yes, not still not married. See, is it one wrong thing to have premarital sex? Another thing to abort. Another thing to abort a 7-month-old baby. See, when you are physically driven, your life cannot be... Even superstory will know that. You will have a story to tell. You will gather children at your old age and you have stories. But it will not be for any one of you here. Because you are receiving wisdom not to be carnally driven. In the name of Jesus Christ. When you are carnal, or negative effect of carnality is that you dishonor God and cause pain to God. You cause pain unto God himself. Hallelujah. In Genesis 6 verse 6, after men began to be so carnal, God said, I regretted that I made man. Genesis 6 verse 6, he regretted. Imagine God looking at you and regretted that he formed you. Imagine God looking at you and regretted that he sent you to university. Imagine God regretting that he put you in the family he put you. Imagine that. None of us here will cause God pain. Hallelujah. Finally is hell and damnation. Romans 8 verse 6, to be carnally minded. Hallelujah. So how do you handle carnality? Number one, I said in the first service, is that guard the entrance to your soul and to your body. Watch what you see. Watch what you hear. Protect your soul. Hallelujah. Protect your soul. Everything is not about the Benjamins, the money. Everything is not about, hallelujah. Don't allow them to deceive you with wise Aristotle saying, but do not be firewood. You cannot test buy a car, you are not test driven. I had one from some university student. He said that it is not good you play match with your school and win them, or the school win you. It is good you win draw. So it's good to graduate with 2-2. So school has to. Do you know what I'm talking about at all? And then they would tell him, okay, and it was a 100 level student, and a complete ignoramus was being told that. And then he would believe it. Yeah, it's true. Don't allow all these wise saying deceive you. Are we together? No, nowadays the devil is crafty. A lot of wise sayings. You are not meant to hustle in life till you die. Your purpose of creation is to serve God. I can tell you guys, young guys, see, if you make money the reason of your life, you will live a frustrated life. On your dying bed, you will regret life. If the reason you do everything is money, you will not be happy. Hallelujah. So watch what you hear. Watch the people that talk to you. Watch the jokes you listen to. Watch the kind of quote. Watch the kind of books you read. Watch the kind of movies you read. You watch, sorry, hallelujah. Number two is watch your company, watch your friends. If your friends are carnal, you'll be carnal. If your friends are carnal, you'll be what? Carnal. Watch the kind of people you keep around you. Be intentional about your friends. Number three, how to handle carnality is by the force of spirituality. Galatians chapter 5 verse 16, I discovered this scripture long years ago. When I was in campus, can we have it on screen? Galatians 5:16. When you become spiritual, you will handle carnality. Let's read 1, 2, 3, go. This I say then, yes, walk in the spirit and what? Once again, this I say then, let's read again, one again. Yes, walk in the spirit, yes.
That means the solution to not fulfilling the lust of your flesh is what? Walking in the spirit. In Romans chapter 8 verse 13, hallelujah, says if we, through Romans 8 18, let's look at that also. If we through the spirit, for if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 24, Bible says, 27, I put my body under. Do you want to control your body? Come on, do you want to control your body? Become spiritual. I tried one thing one time. I remember fasting on the third day of the fast. Before, when you see something that is erotic, your body began to react. Try fasting for 3 days and play live pornography and see if your body will react. Try it. Just what? Try it. By the second day of the fast, the second night, your body is dead. Properly dead. Properly. On the second day, a naked lady, you will not. Even if you have the, you will never have the drive. Hope you know that. If you are doubting me, try it. Fast for 3 days without food. And on the third day, try it. Your body will not be sissy. Yes. You cannot be praying in the Holy Ghost and not conquer certain things. The more you pray, the Bible says, building up yourself in your most holy faith, what? When you pray, there are things you will conquer. Anger will be softer. A lot of things in your life will be brought under control by becoming spiritual. When you begin to study the word of God, there are things you will not do. Hallelujah. So the way to control your carnal lust is by becoming spiritual. Be interested in the things of God. Play a message instead of watching a movie.
Play what?
Instead of what? Instead of buying a new shirt. Buy a what? I know that it's true that many people don't have good Bibles. Apart from the one your father gave you. That have the name of your father. If your Bible doesn't have your name, it's not your Bible. Is it your Bible? No, it's not. It's not my name. It's my father's name. Is it my Bible? Is it my Bible? Yes. See, as a young person, involve, buy a good Bible. How you get that? Buy a Bible. Invest in buying books, Christian books. There are books that if somebody has not read it by now, I know that person is not serious. That's the truth. Example of books like and Conquering an Enemy Called Average. How many of you know that book? By John Mason. Purpose Driven Life. How to Discover Your Purpose, Miles Monroe. Love and Dating. You have not read 7 Most Important and 3 Most Important Day by Mike Mudo. There are books that if you have not read as a young person, you are backward. How will you get that? You are what? Backward. If you have not prayed, should I give you a particular hour? You have not finished your Bible and you are 25. Ask your neighbor, you know, ashamed of yourself. Just ask your neighbor. Ask your neighbor. See, you are 25 years old. 25. And you have not finished your Bible back to back. But you finished Osayo Ababio. How many courses did you do in secondary school? 12 subjects. You went and read, which course did you read? Computer science, programming, and you have been a Christian for 20 years. And you have never read the New Testament back to back. Don't talk of all Testament, talk of the 2 of them combined. Don't talk of reading him again and again. How old are you? Let's be smart. So, have you read the Bible back to back? But how many of you are deciding, from now you will decide you read your Bible back to back? They say lamentation, you are struggling between Ephesians and Hebrew. Oh, yes! You think I'm joking? I remember when I was still young, looking for damsel, I saw one beautiful girl. I was like, oh boy.
So it was, we went for prayer somewhere, so I now moved close to her side. You know those kind of things we do, brothers? So the preacher said, please open to, he was praying, and then he said, open the book of Luke. So she was close by me. And I saw her, Psalms and Isaiah. Struggling with Psalms and Isaiah. At least, if she was in New Testament, I would know at least in New Testament. But she was busy struggling. Now, you know, the way I moved away. Where are we starting from? Where? Where are we starting from? I was a pastor. I was already becoming a pastor. So I will marry a wife that doesn't know the difference between Old and New Testament to start with. No. I advise myself away. I what? Advise myself away. It is true. There are people that when you say Obadiah, they'll be there after Esther. When you say Hebrew, they'll be there in between Matthew and Luke. How will you know when you don't read your Bible? How? The evidence you read your Bible is in church. Even when the pastor is preaching, now that we have screens, you don't even come to church with the Bible. Right? Yes. So become spiritual, not the Bible. The only thing that makes you grow is the Bible, not prayer, not fasting. Pray I'm fasting. You can never what is your the word of God, not fasting. When you fast, you will not grow spiritually. Your flesh will go down, but your spirit will be more exposed. Are we together? The only thing that will make you grow is the word of God. Have Bible shut up in you and begin to walk in the spirit. The more you pray, the more you conquer sin. I can guarantee you that. Hallelujah. I can what? Guarantee you. So, the force of spirituality will help you stay away from carnality. And finally, mentorship and openness. In Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12, the Bible says, follow them who through faith and patience. Is that what it says? Hebrews 6 12. Hallelujah. That ye be not so over the followers of them who through faith and patience inherited the promise. Hallelujah. And then when you, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1, follow me as I follow Christ. And then Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16 says, stand in the way and follow. Learn of the way of the fathers. There is a way I conquered lust. Hearing from me, I can help you in certain areas. There is a way I learned how to pray. When you are being mentored, you can be taught how to pray. Do you understand? There is a way you conquer money. Somebody that has conquered money can tell you how to do it. Do you understand, guys? So if you want to overcome carnality, look for somebody that has conquered that thing. When you are suffering from loss, ask the brother. You see, all of us are guys. How far? How are you doing this thing? And let the person tell you, and you can be helped all together. Because if you stay alone, you will not be able to handle it. It is like wildfire. How do you relate to carnal people? Love them, but relate with them from a distance. What did I say? Are you still in church? Love them, but what? 1 John chapter 4 verse 7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Anyone who loves another is not born of God. So love is a commandment, but relationship is never a commandment. You can love everybody, but relate with them from a distance. Because the closer you get to them, they will affect you. Are we together? Somebody that is always and doesn't want to change, love them with the whole of your heart, but relate with the distance. Number two, reduce spending quality time and quantitative time with them. Do you understand quality time and quantitative time? You spend a time with somebody that is carnal for 5 hours, you'll not leave that meeting the same. Do you understand, guys? You will not leave that meeting the same. Quality time early in the morning. It is proven in science that some certain hours in the day that your brain are more active. Is that not true? So learn not to spend time with them early hours of the night, more of the day, in the night, or when you want to rest. Don't spend your time with carnal people. Spend your time with people that are spiritually. When you are chatting, chat with people that are spiritual. Do you understand, guys? Lord, somebody, JJ was telling me that one day she was charged. Somebody said that now it's time to pray or something like that. It's good to have friends that can say, can you go offline? Can we begin to pray now? And let's begin to pray online. You understand that kind of thing? Are you understanding me at all? Yeah, people that you spend time with them, they were spiritual people. Sharing messages, sharing books, sharing useful status. How do you get that? Yeah, spend time with them. By then the Bible says, iron sharpened, you will become better. If you are my friend, we will not be discussing Chelsea legendary. You are my friend, we will not be discussing Rock. We will read about it and know. Are we together? But I cannot sit down with you for 1 hour and be discussing Manu. How? Just think of how. How can I sit down with you for 1 hour and be discussing? What again? What is it that the useless people discuss? Eh? Protest. Oh, no, that one is useful. we don't talk about it for a while, but we cannot spend 1 hour discussing about protest. But if it is Nigeria, protest is useless anyway. Is that not true? Yes, if you like, just say anything. First of all, they will not even hear you. That is the truth. The man here will just save your data and just save your time. The only protest is to pray in the spirit. Hallelujah. Nigeria is a joke. Even though, if you want to fly out, may you go in Jesus' name. But we are here. How many of us want to stay in Nigeria? How many of you believe this land is blessed? How many of you believe that we shall reap the fruit of the land? You cannot be a lizard here and think you'll be an elephant in America. It's a lie. It's a what? You cannot be a lizard in Nigeria and you think you want to fly. I want to fly out. And you will go there and become an elephant. You are joking. There are poor people there. Hope you know. There are poor people in Washington DC in front of homeless people. There are villages like Okei. You know Okei? Like Ogori. In America. Are you aware at all? You're not aware. So you think they are keeping their money for migrants to come and take? Make up your mind to succeed here. So that if you are going, and you are going and big. Not to go and make it there. You will live here as a doctor and go and become a nurse there. They don't even respect you. That is a fact. You live here with a degree. They will say your degree only shows you can speak English. That is the truth. Because you ask people that travel or know about it, you go with first class here. They will first class from your UNM. Come and take serious exam. They don't respect you. Meanwhile, you can be here and be a star, a professor. And go there. So, prosperity is not in America. Or is where? Brazil or UK? No. You can be from here and be getting, sending money to them there. Praise the Lord. So, reduce spending quality time with people that are not serious with God. Spend time with people that are serious. Have a friend that when you meet them, you spur up. Hallelujah. Spur up. Discuss prayer time. How do you pray? How do you pray? I was with the NYCCF. How did you achieve this? Hallelujah. And then they will help you. Number three, build healthy self-esteem on what you stand for. Bible says in Romans chapter 1 verse 16, I am not ashamed of the gospel. There are people that are ashamed of being spiritual. They are ashamed of being called Sister Mary or Brother Joseph. So they want to spice it up a bit. Do you understand, guys? They want to a little carnality, a little spirituality. A little what? Carnality, a little spirituality. So that people, but people that belong to fraternities, they do videos of them singing their songs and their decorations and proud about it. Three of us. But you are ashamed to call a church boy. You are ashamed to call a chorister. You are ashamed to be called a pastor. It is a pastor. Don't call me pastor. Am I a pastor? Do you like a pastor? Is that not true? People ashamed. When they say you're a pastor, next time come with suit. Look more pastoric. Hallelujah. Yes. When you want to defense, let tongues come out of your mouth. You understand what I'm talking about? Be so spiritual in the class that even the unbeliever will know you're spiritual. When they want to discuss on this, they will not come. Big church boy, what?
Fool church boy.
Fool. Let your dress and show it. I am a church guy. You know Samson, that's his name, church boy, right? Church boy. Let your dress and show you are decent. Decency doesn't remove style. You can be stylish and decent. Hope you know that. Come on, is that not true? Yes. So the dress and decently doesn't know. Don't always want or be ashamed of your Christian lifestyle. Don't be afraid of ashamed. You're a virgin. You're a virgin. They'll laugh at you. You're a virgin. This one, what's up? And then the young girl is put under pressure to go and sleep with a monkey. Just because you want to, next time they ask her, she will say she's not a virgin. So that she will have something to contribute to the next discussion. Be ashamed of be bold that you don't know. Say be bold, I don't know. Be bold. I remember 300 level. My roommate, 100 level guys were discussing something very, very, and I didn't know. So I asked them, all of them in the room started laughing. And I was 500 level. I didn't know. And the truth was, I didn't know. And they were laughing at me. I just looked at them. I was the one that was, if I was somebody, I would be ashamed. How come? So I'll go and browse. The Bible says, in iniquity be babies. That's what the Bible says. Is that not true? In iniquity, what? There are things you should not know. Even if you see, you say, I did not see Jesus' name. I did not see. There are things you should not hear. Say, you not hear me. Don't want to be interested. Don't be interested on, okay, how do I do this? When you get to the bridge, you will cross it. When you get to the bridge, you will what? What is not yours is not yours. Wait. God is not a fool that he kept some things at some times. Wait till when you are there. And then you can be reading books. There is a book. There are church books about any topic. But now you're reading it with a pure conscience. I want to get that. Yes. So be bold of your stand of Christianity. I am a church. I don't wear dirty jeans. I don't wear clothes that cut to my thigh to show I am till their thigh. Hallelujah. Are you understanding what I'm talking about? And the ladies inquire. Everything is not church, or sometimes I need to shalaye or something like that. Sometimes I need to just enjoy your life. And they are ashamed. They don't want to. My name is Jotham. Call me Apostle, Pastor, Prophet. I am a church boy. I am what? Let everybody know you and be bold of it. When you do that, you will not be intimidated by their carnality. You will not be intimidated. How can somebody be not, he is not ashamed of kissing a lady publicly. And then you are ashamed of sharing a tract publicly. Eh? He's not ashamed of holding a lady and kissing her. And then you are ashamed to carry a Bible tract to share to somebody. You are ashamed. It's wrong, right? You are ashamed of your Christianity when a guy is bold about his iniquity. You don't be bold. Carry your tract in your hand and say, take, come to church. Come to what? Come to church, come to church. They will invite you for a pool party without shame and even give you a dress code. And then it looks as if they are the happening ones. But you cannot invite them to Sunday service because you are ashamed. So wake up and be bold about your spirituality. Tell them, I am a tongue speaking Christian. I am a what? If they doubt the release of Shamalano Kubara Galiga to prove to them. Tell them I am a Bible-believing Christian. And then you quote 1 King James. Thus saith the Lord, ye shall not. That one that looked scriptural. Tell them, come, let's go and eat. I am fasting today. I'm not eating. I'm the mountain. Hallelujah. Let them know you're not like them. Be spiritual and be bold about it. Hallelujah. Never be critical and cynical about people that are carnal. Anyway. Because some of them grew up and never know better. The Bible is beginning in Galatians 6 verse 1. Say, those that are spiritual should hope those that are down. Hallelujah. Don't condemn them. But help them from afar. Help them to the change. Preach the gospel to them. Tell them what to do to be out. Because if they continue that way, their life will not be well. It is one of the surest prophecies you will know. If they continue that way, they will make a lot of wrong decisions. If they continue partying, one day they will meet a wrong guy, and then because of that, their life will begin to spiral down. Are we together? They go to party, one day they may be drugged. One day they can be into a stray bullet. There are people that are in prison today that have no business because they were with the wrong guy at the wrong time. Do you understand what I'm talking about? They were in his house when they came to arrest him, and then they believe all of you are what? Together. Some people have been arrested, and then they check their contact, and then you are on their top charts. And they trace you and arrest you. So help them to be better. Papa my father, while you become better. Now I want us, first of all, I want, in case there is somebody here that wants to rededicate his life to God, I say, Father, I have not been spiritual as I should. I have been carnally driven. I need to rededicate my life to God. In case there's somebody like that, let me see you, let me pray for you. Just your hands up, in case there's anybody like that, let me pray for you quickly. Quickly, if you are serious, hallelujah. Is there anybody like that? Alright. Now, every one of us will be praying, asking God for grace to stay above the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. I will give us 3 minutes to pray, 3 long minutes, and say, Father Lord, I receive the grace not to be carnally driven. I receive the grace. You can be on your feet. Say, Lord, I receive the grace not to be carnally driven. Open your mouth and pray from the depth of your heart. Talk to God and say, Lord, I receive the grace not to be physically driven. I receive the grace not to make decisions based on the flesh. I am not hearing you pray. Ask the Lord and say, Father, help me, help me. Mante kete brege dala mando kobra na mala na kabra dia. Hey, alabash. Panto kobra dia. Maya la da bara da bala da 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 la da da. Shada da brega da brega da brega liga dia. Mato boro bo shata. Jaga raga daya. Kiro do bo lo go do brega da laga da brega laga dia. Shaba la da da ba da da raga la da da ba raga la da. Mante le bira. La baraga dia. Le roko bayala. Shaga da malana. Ika la bayaga dia. Maka barash ragada balade kebia shada manteli prada balagada. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please, can we have Acts chapter 17 verse 30 on screen? Acts 17 verse 30. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bible says, in the times of ignorance, God winked at. That means there was a time when you were carnal because you didn't know. Are we together? The Bible is saying that God has overlooked it. But now he commanded all men everywhere to what? So the days when you didn't know how deep carnality can be, God has forgiven you. But now repent and be kingdom focused. Hallelujah. Don't allow in your life because of what they have in the physical. You will make a lot of wrong decisions. Don't allow relationship in your life because of physical. I said it in the first service, I'll say it again in the second service because of those of us that are here. Don't get into relationship with somebody because of what they have now or the way they look now. Are we together? Don't marry a lady because she's what? Figure eight. Because she's what? Figure because of what again? She has good assets, or because her father is wealthy. She's a wife material. The one that is not very, she's not a wife material. Or you marry a guy because he's from a wealthy family, or he has a promising future. When you make decisions like that, you will make a lot of wrong decisions. Are you hear that? Look at the person. Look at them. How are they about vision? About their life? If not 10 years, 5 years into marriage, you will regret it. You will what? Every lady can be beautiful, brothers. Please hear me. Every lady can be what? When your money works on her, she will be beautiful. It's guaranteed. All those celebrities, remove money from them. You will not believe who you see. So any lady can be beautiful. Don't allow temporal oil, bleaching cream to make you make decisions. And sister, don't allow 500,000 naira in his account to make you marry him. Or don't allow him working in Central Bank or First Bank or where, NMPC. Yes, say, this is your husband, God has sent me. Those of us that are coming with tongues and Bible, it's not God that sent us. it's not God that sent us. Believe in the brothers. I'm telling you, you will not believe what we can become. And then that sister you are seeing that she's only doing natural hair because she doesn't have money for attachment. Don't look down on her. Don't what? Yes. If you like, follow the flesh and then marry. You will call me on the phone and say, Apostle, you said it. You what? You said it. But none of us will make decisions based on the flesh in the name of Jesus Christ. And the grace to overcome your mistakes in the name of Jesus. Now I pray for people that have made wrong decisions in the days of their ignorance. You have done a lot of things in the days when you didn't know. The mercy of God speaks for you right now. In the name of Jesus, every mistake you have made because you didn't know, I ask the Lord that the blood of Jesus cover for you. I prophesy into your week that every one of us stranded, by the time Saturday is over, you will know that you have encountered God. This week you will be revived in your spirit. You will be fired up in your spirit. The works of your hands are blessed. Your relationships are blessed. Your mind are blessed. Your destiny is declared blessed. As you desire and commit yourself to God, I declare doors begin to open. May your life begin to have shape. May your life begin to have color. May your dedication to serving God begin to produce results. Can you open your mind and begin to appreciate God? Say,
the compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.